Obviously, the Steelers, you guys haven't seen them, I haven't seen them like a year or two, but they always seem to be a formidable foe.
Yeah, I mean, we know this isn't going to be any type of easy game or anything. When, you know, two kind of AFC rivals go at it, you know, you kind of throw away records and all that. It's going to be a good football game. You know, it's going to be a tough physical game, and we got to match their physicality. They're always known to play like that, and, you know, we have to match it and be ready to go on Sunday.
Talk about getting the win. I mean, everybody's wondering how you guys are doing it and how it's done, but at the end of the day, the W's will count the most.
Yeah, I mean, in this league, wins are hard to come by. You know, we come in each week, and, you know, we get teams' best punch, and we know teams prepare to play this game, and, you know, I think sometimes from the outside looking in, you know, people get a perception of a team, but when you come out there and you play on Sunday, those guys, you know, they come ready to go. No one likes losing. I don't care what your record is. You come out there, and if you're a competitor, you're going to play hard, and, you know, if you play us, you're going to hope that week is the week you get a big win against a good team. So we know we got to come ready to go, and we know that they're going to be ready. You know, it's a lot of familiar faces that we faced in the past, and, you know, they're not going to like coming in here and losing to us, and we won't like losing to them. So it'll be two teams coming in fighting hard to get a win.
How do you treat Heath Miller? I mean, is he more of a traditional tight end? They flex him out. They use him more as a receiving threat in, like, the mold of a Graham is obviously the high water mark for that.
Yeah. He kind of does a little bit of everything. You know, he's not one of those hybrid guys like that split out and they don't ask to sit in there and block. You know, he does that, and he'll also split out, and, you know, he'll play a little bit in that mid position too. So he's one of those old-fashioned tight ends that, you know, run, block, and do that, but also great in the pass game. So we'll have to be prepared. You know, the last couple weeks, we've seen tight ends that have been more, you know, closer to receivers than, you know, that traditional tight end. So he's going to bring back, you know, a little bit of that physical tight end play that we see a little bit out of Gronk and, like, guys like that. So it's going to be a tough matchup. And, you know, he's been a guy that's been consistent for them for a lot of years. So we'll definitely have to know where he's at and be prepared to stop him.
Is it fair to say, too, that Brown has developed into one of the better receivers in the league?
Oh, definitely. You know, him and Emmanuel Sanders have made big plays for them throughout the year. But, you know, you can see Antonio Brown is, you know, definitely a big go-to guy for them. And then you put him out there and you got Kotry, a veteran receiver that, you know, we've seen a lot of when he was in New York. So it's not going to be an easy matchup. And then with a guy that can launch the ball and break all kind of tackles back there in the secondary, we just have to stay on our guys and kind of, you know, make sure we're always ready.
You won't be chasing after Roethlisberger like, you know, some of your teammates in the front seven, but Bill was joking. You guys might see Nate Solder at a scout team quarterback just to get an idea of how big Roethlisberger is.
I mean, and that's the truth. I mean, I remember my rookie year when we played him, you step on the field, that's when you kind of really see how big of a guy he is, and he plays to that. You know, when guys come on, he's not a quarterback that's going to, you know, duck and just go down and avoid a sack. He's always going to try to make a play out of it. So Nate Solder probably would be a pretty good look back there with the ball back there. He probably can't throw the ball as well, but he's that kind of – he has that stature of Ben Roethlisberger.
What's your opinion of Paul?
He's a great player. You know, we just see him on film when we watch other teams, but he's a guy that always jumps off the screen, making some abnormal play out there. And I think the greatest thing about him is he's been doing it for so long, playing at a high level. And that's the thing in this league. When you can play consistently at a high level, you know, that makes you one of the greats.
With the bye coming up, is there even more of an emphasis this week that the result's going to linger for a while?
No, I mean, it's another week. We don't go into 1 week saying we want to win more than another week. We want to come in here and play well because, you know, it's the next game on the schedule. You know, it's always good to get a win before the bye, but, you know, no matter what, when we come out of the bye, we're going to want to come out and win again. So just another week in the NFL.
Is Ben unique? Like, is he different than any other quarterback?
Yeah. I don't think, you know, we'll play a guy next week and say, yeah, this guy's from the Ben Roethlisberger style quarterback. He's just different, you know. You might play some quarterbacks that might have an aspect of their game that reminds you of him, but, you know, he's able to win so many different games and playing a unique style where he's able to hold on to the ball a little longer than, you know, what they might say what you should do, you know. And, you know, he might break some of those coaches' rules, but he's able to make plays, and I think that's what's tough about playing this offense.
What's it like having to cover? Like, as a DB, having to cover for 4 or 5 seconds instead of 2 or 3?
It's tough, and, you know, that's where you rely on your pass rush and guys getting to him and, you know, trying to wrap him up. And if he does break, it's making it harder for him to just launch the ball downfield or be able to get off and set his feet and make a good throw. So we know those guys are going to be working their tails off to get to him and wrap him up, and we just got to hold up on our end.
Now, Devin, everyone talks about the whole next man up thing. How do you make that work as a unit, especially a year like this when you get so many guys coming and going week in, week out?
You just try to make it easier for those guys in some situations. When you got guys out there that have played a lot of football, you know, reminding guys certain things. But I think a lot of it falls on that next man up. You know, guys are working hard here, preparing and being ready to go. And, you know, no matter what, you can't really replace a guy's hard work and the effort he puts in to be ready. And when they do that, I think that's how we've been able to still be able to play good football, because those guys are working hard. You know, we've got, you know, when Chris came here and, you know, young D-tackle, him and Joe. But Chris, after training camp and all that, that's him putting in that work to make sure he learns the playbook, make sure he's game ready. You know, there's nothing that we can do to make him game ready, that's him putting in the work.
Mm-hmm. But also, is it important that he know how to fill that person's role? You may say, I haven't got the skills that Wilfork has, but how do you do what Wilfork did?
He doesn't. He does what Chris does, and I think that's the key. He can't. No one can come in the game and try to do what someone else did, because you're not him. You just got to come in. You're here. You're on this team for a reason, and do what you do best.
So how does that change what the schemes that you guys may be able to run?
I leave that up to the coaches. What they decide to do is how we play. I don't try to overthink it and think, you know, that we have to do this because of that. Because most of the time it's not necessary. You know, our coaches will do a good job getting us in the right place, and it's up to us to execute and make the plays.
When you did make the move to safety, did you watch film of like Kalamala or anybody? And did you take anything away from those guys?
No, I wouldn't say I picked out, you know, individual guys, but, you know, I definitely do that as we're watching film. You know, last year when Ed Reed in Baltimore, and, you know, when you see guys like Earl Thomas on tape and, you know, the better safeties in this league, Jarius Burke, you see some things they do and, you know, some things that you can incorporate in your game. But, you know, a lot of it was just me listening, you know, Coach Flo, the different things he, you know, was trying to get across to me at the safety position and going about it that way.
You must be happy for the Red Sox too, right?
Oh, yeah, I think that's awesome, you know, for them to win and represent the city and go out and get a big win. I think it just makes everything crazier here. And it's always fun to be in a winning city and have things going well around here. I'm just going to stay at home and hopefully some people visit. I'll give out some candy.
One more question. I know it was last week, but have you had time to watch that film and that tip pass to Marquise? And did you process what you were thinking in that moment at all? Or?
No, I watched it, but kind of moved on from it. You know, it was a great play.
This,
yeah,
is this another play to you? Or, I mean, do you look at
it? I mean, it'll probably never happen again, so that's the cool thing about it. But moving on from it now and trying to see if we can make another great play this week.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
No problem.